News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. It's about to commence.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I am, I'm not Carl, nor am I Linda Bott.
Never pass for Linda.
You know, I was a boy soprano at one time. So, you know, we all peak at different ages. So there was a point in time where I was Linda Bott. I think it was 11 or 12. But we won't go there. This is Jake Ryan. I am the owner of the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. Co-piloting with me is Bad Bob.
And good morning. Quick look at the weather here. We'll start the day off with that. Light rain transitioning to a few showers in the afternoon. A high of 53. Cloudy tonight. Occasional rain showers. A low near 35 in the valley, and showers tomorrow. And then sunny conditions later in the day. Right now in Reading, 42. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Our good friends up there off of Inwood Road near Shingletown. If you haven't been to Anselmo's, do so. It is a beautiful location, and you'll be glad you went. That's Anselmo Vineyards, sponsoring Free Fire Radio. And Jake?
Well, you know, speaking of the weather, we were looking at, what, hail this morning? I mean, or hail sometime this afternoon, I think somebody predicted.
Isolated thunder showers were in the forecast, and that may or may not happen. The whole fun thing about thunderstorms is that they can be a little unpredictable. Very dynamic weather, as my professional meteorologist wife puts it.
Okay. Oh. So you pick up stuff when she's sleeping, right? Carl called me and said, hey, you know, Jake, we'd really like you to co-host. And basically what that meant was I'd really like to go on a vacation, and we couldn't find anybody else, so I ended up filling in. I want you to know that I'm really, really tempted to turn this program into a two-hour infomercial on my business, but the better angels of my, you know, personality have prevailed, so I'm not going to do that. I do have a certain level of expertise and a certain bit of knowledge base, so I'm going to reserve that for the last hour, the hour that I'm going to call the Hour of Doom.
Aren't you just a little ray of sunshine?
You know, it's my job. I go around when Carl and Linda were sitting there talking about who are we going to get to replace us? And the name Jake Ryan came up. It wasn't in the, oh, you know, I know this guy's got such a sunny personality and, you know, he talks about, unicorns pooping rainbows out of there. I mean, you know, just.
Wait a minute. My hand is over the button. You realize.
I didn't go there. I actually got my third class radio telephone operator's license when I was 15 or 16. I took a look in the mirror one day, and I remember thinking to myself, Jake, you have a face for radio. And so I actually worked for an NPR station and developed the NPR voice. You know what the NPR voice sounds like, right, Bad Bob?
Yeah, they all sound exactly alike. It's amazing. Well, except for Carl Castle. He sounds very unique.
Well, let me give you, I'll give you chills here. And now for your enjoyment and edification, KLON presents Toscanini, the man behind the legend. You know, I mean, I got it down. A third class telephone radio operator. I studied for it. And when I actually got the test, all I can really remember is the provision that I shouldn't cuss.
Yes. That's the big one. That's one they really care about. Speaking of a man who knows his business, we're going to check in right now with Wells Fargo advisor Josh Wiley. He is going to let us know what's happening out there in the financial world. You want to talk about doom and gloom on some fronts. He's got the Market Minute. Josh.
Well, good morning. Well, we do have a lower open on Wall Street this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 56 points at 13,929, while the Nasdaq's down 7 at 3,161, and the S&P 500's down 3 at 1,508. Oil's up 33 cents at $96.95 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.17%. Gold's down $11.70 this morning at $1,667, while silver's down 43 cents at $31.45 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's down 34 cents at $44.41. Big Blue's down 98 cents at $200.04, while Qualcomm's down a quarter at $66.98. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460. Jake?
Okay, well, one of the things that I'm going to try to do is last time I had guests, and I'm not thinking that worked out real well. I had a representative from American Heritage Girls, and I think we basically spent an hour bashing the Girl Scouts. Actually not the Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts are great. It was their leadership that was kind of flaky. And I don't mean like the local leadership, the local moms. I mean,
you did mention some things that I hadn't really heard of that were, well, fundamentally disturbing, but yes.
Oh, the whole sex and
Rock and roll.
Drugs and Well, and these are things most people hadn't thought of before. And I thought, well, great. I'm teaching them stuff they hadn't heard before, like you said, Bob, but the aftermath of that wasn't pleasant. So I am, people thought I was beating up on the Girl Scouts or the local units. And I just want to say for the record, I think the Girl Scouts in the North State do a wonderful job. The mothers, that are involved in it are awesome people. And my comments were directed to the national. So that being said, what are we going to talk about this hour? We know that the hour of doom is coming, in the next hour, but in this hour, we're going to organize it this way. We're going to do stuff you might not know. We're going to do, stuff you don't want to know. And then, at the bottom of the hour, after the news, we're going to talk about the next big disaster. We've had the net bubble burst. We've had the, housing bubble burst. What's the next big bubble to burst? And I'll have that all for you at the bottom of the hour. And then, so we're going to go ahead and the other great thing about not having guests is I want to be able to cut them off like I did before because people thought I was just so darn rude. This is KCNR, Free Fire Media, and this is Jake Ryan.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Is poker your passion? River's Edge Poker Room inside Wind River Casino is your Valentine's Day hotspot for a fun, exciting, and lucky Valentine's Day. Grab a mate and play your cards right in our Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament February 14th at 6 p.m. Your $45 per couple buy-in will get you $4,000 in chips. Get lucky with the Valentine's Day Couples Poker Tournament on February 14th at 6 p.m. For details, call 1-800-YOU-WIN, log on to windriver.com, check out the River's Edge on Facebook.
Treat your sweetheart to a special Valentine's where you both get lucky. Make your date night reservations at Element's Restaurant inside Wind River Casino for our Valentine's dinner special. Charbroiled filet mignon and lobster tail, baked potato and seasoned vegetables, house salad and chocolate dipped Grand Marnier strawberries with a glass of champagne for only $50 a couple. After dinner, play your favorite slot machine with $10 free slot play on us. Call 1-800-YOU-WIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape,
Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They're on assignment. Where did they end up going? Did they talk about that?
This has to do with Linda's parents' anniversary, I do believe.
Okay, so it wasn't like they were just suddenly, you know, packing their Glocks and stuff.
This was not a lark. This was a planned event. Hey, before you get started, I do need to let our folks know that this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, excellent service, and safety of well-being of you and your family are their watchwords at Shasta Gas Propane. They have been giving these values to the community since 1997. 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Give the Shasta Gas Propane professionals a call, 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, and being a boy that grew up in a trailer park, let me tell you, nobody you're more excited to see in the wintertime than the propane man.
Than the gas dude, huh?
Yeah, ice cream man, you know, during summertime, propane man during the winter, let me tell you. Looking at some of the local stuff, because Linda and Carl Linda and Carl. I'm not sure what order is acceptable, but they pretty much focus on the community a lot more than most radio formats do. And so with that in mind, it's so easy to go to the national because it's all that stuff is out there, and especially since the national governments are doing such outrageous things. But a lot of things are done locally that kind of, you know, people, if they really understood the depth of it, would be, I think, a little more outraged than they are. And yesterday, I remember listening in, and Carl was talking about the electric utility rates going up about 16% starting the March 5th. And I was reading the article in the Reading Searchlight, I just remember I listened to these guys posturing about why we have to do it. It's green energy, blah 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 blah. I think, you know, most people, if they understood how municipal government actually worked and municipal finance, and I used to do that. I think I've told you all many times I used to be a blood sucking investment banker, and it was primarily in public debt. And if people really understood that the people making these decisions don't have a clue, or don't share the same values that they do, they'd be outraged. So I'm going to look at the electric utility, and let me throw out to you what I see here. I see that REU comes to the city and says, we have to raise our rates. And they give you all sorts of reasons as to why they have to do that. And the city council people wring their hands and you know, explain why they had to do that. And they don't want to do it. Oh, you know, I don't want to do that. And if you're lucky enough and you've counted the votes and you realize that you're, you know, like Gary Cadd, who said, I hate to do it, but I'm going to do it. But then realize there are already three votes against, you know, for raising it. So he didn't have to vote and switched over to the no side. That's, you know, it's political posturing. And let me tell you, as a former elected official myself, what I discovered about municipal governance, and it was a water utility. And one of the well waters of Los Angeles, one of the things that was great was that we could raise the rates and the people that actually pay the rates are the cities that use us, who would then, of course, turn around and raise the rates on their customers. And if their customers got mad, they got mad at the city, and they got mad at us. So we always got a pass. And so I remember one time I said, well, where's the budget discipline here? And people, the staff looked at me and said, well, what do you mean budget discipline? I mean, well, you know, if we were a regular, let's say a family budget, because everybody uses that example, so let's just use it to its logical extent. If we were a family budget and we couldn't raise our salaries, you know, if we couldn't say, you know, like, well, here are our needs, here is what we're going to do, what would you end up doing, Bob? I mean, in your household, I mean, other than telling Carly he has to pay you 15% more, what?
Good luck with that.
Well, no, after you've done that and been shot down, then what do you do?
You adjust your life to fit the budget.
Well, what if your wife or whoever you're talking with about this says, no, you don't understand. There's everything that we're doing is essential.
Well, you have to take, I have a friend who is going through something like that. His wife wants to live a certain lifestyle and his salary doesn't cover it. And it's putting them deeper and deeper in the hole. And, if you ignore it, it don't go away.
Right. And so, but, if you're being prudent, like you're advocating, then you figure out ways, it's not necessarily just, well, we're just going to have to cut this. It may just simply be, well, we're going to have to do things a little differently. Maybe we haven't been recycling before. Now we're going to start recycling. You know, these are things you could have done before, but you didn't because you didn't have to. That's what utilities, you know, have to be looked at. My staff would always come with me and say everything was vital. But they also knew that if they presented with it, we'd have to raise the rates, and there was no harm in doing it. And so one year, I basically said, well, what if we just don't raise the rates? And in fact, not only we're not going to raise the rates, we're going to lower them. And that's when I learned an eternal truth of utility governance. People that say that they're going to pay you, people that are going to refund you tax money or find a way to pay for it, or, you know, reduce expenditures in order to refund the tax, that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen.
Once because they have your money, they never give it back.
Not only do they never give it back, but they're not looking for effective ways to save money. And in fact, the way to lower your taxes, I found, is to lower your taxes. If you lower your taxes, then these very smart people, which, by the way, we pay a lot of money for, then have to use every brain cell to figure out how to accomplish the task with what you've given them. And managers in the private sector are tasked that way all the time. And for some reason, recommendations by public sector management are treated as sacrosanct. And so my thing is, no, we didn't have to raise the utility rates, electric utility rates. If we had kept them simply the same, if we voted no, we're not going to do it. I think the council critters would be amazed at how the city management that we pay so much for would have come up with alternate solutions in order to get the job done. And so this is Jake Ryan, and that was my pet peeve for the day.
All right, you're listening to KCNR 1460. More right after this.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
IU Prep School is going places. Stanford, Harvard, Pepperdine, and you can help the students get there by participating in an annual fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th at the Reading Elks Lodge. Guests will enjoy casino-style gaming, dinner, and dancing to Reading's own Clear Cut. To learn how you can partner with us and to purchase tickets, go to myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Good morning. This is not Carl nor Linda Bott. This is Jake Ryan, and I'm sitting in this morning. I talked about stuff I'm going to talk about today, and one of those was stuff you don't want to know. Well, actually, maybe stuff Carl didn't want to know, because I remember being a guest a little while ago, and the story came to my attention, and Carl just totally shut me down, but Carl's not here right now. And I'm gonna basically take the opportunity to share this very important news. This is from the Huffington Post. A 50-year-old woman is accused of smothering her boyfriend to death with her breasts. That's right, her breasts. Donna Lang lay on the man's face during a drunken fight, a document from Snohomish County Sheriff's Office stated. Officers were called to the couple's trailer in the airport in Trailer Park. Not to be disparaging of trailer parks, by the way, in Everett, Washington on Saturday, but you knew it was going to happen at a trailer park, didn't you? Where they found medics performing CPR on the 51-year-old man. The man was rushed to Swedish Hospital in Edmonds, where he was pronounced dead. Now, a man has died here, and I don't want to make light of it, but, you know, why aren't we hearing about this in the news? As the gun control debate has certainly taught us, it's not the intentions of the people wielding the weapon. It's the weapons themselves. And so and this is not just an isolated incident. I got here that, police have recommended Lang be charged with second-degree manslaughter. So that's pretty serious. In November of 2011, a German woman was charged with attempted murder after trying to smother her lover by suffocating him with her 38 double D breath. Does it go that high?
And beyond. I am told.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, not that we, you know. Oh, anyway, Tim Schmidt, 30, claims Franziska Hansen tried to end his life because she was jealous of his career as a lawyer while she struggled to find work. And in 1996, a physical therapist filed a lawsuit against a strip club where he had held his bachelor party. Paul Shimkonis, alleged dancer Tawny Peaks, that sounds like a dancer's name, or so I've been told, thrust her 69 double H surgically enhanced breasts into his face, causing his head to jerk backwards and resulting in injuries. The court documents posted on the Smoking Gun revealed Skibonish had claimed $15,000 in damages for, among other things, mental anguish. Good. You know, 69 double H?
Some things you just let stand on their own.
69 double H. I mean, in the gun control parlance, nobody needs more than a C cup. Nobody. Right? I
believe that this, yeah.
Okay. I mean, new laws are needed. I guess maybe they have to be holstered. I mean, I know they're currently concealed.
I think the equine has expired, but yes, your point is well taken.
See, and I can't believe that Carl shut me down on this important story.
I could not fathom his reasoning. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the hotline always open, 605-4567, and give us a call, let us know what's on your mind. Fox News next on KCNR AM 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are slipping into negative territory in early morning trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 40 points. Meanwhile, according to the Wall Street Journal, Boeing is working on battery design changes to minimize the fire risks on its grounded 787 Dreamliner, and it could have the jet flying again as soon as March. The Journal also is reporting that when the National Transportation Safety Board provides further details on their investigation, most of the attention will be focused on the role of federal regulators. The NTSB tells Fox Business they're refusing to comment on the story. The agency's chairman, Deborah Hersman, is expected to give an update at 11 a.m. Eastern. And a bachelor's degree for $10,000? So far, governors in Florida, Texas, Wisconsin, and lawmakers in California are embracing the challenge of a four-year state university education for the bargain price. Students will have to meet certain criteria to earn those degrees. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Julian with Safelite Auto Glass.
When you have auto glass damage, it makes a big difference who you choose to fix it. Only Safelite, America's largest, gives you the reliability of always being there. With our 24/7 live call center, online scheduling, even a mobile app. And Safelite emails a photo of the technician before we arrive, so you know who to expect.
Just ask your insurance company for Safelite or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelite.com.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective, NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, February 16, 2013, at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Bitten Drive. No host bar at 5 o'clock, dinner and program at 6. If you would like to sponsor a table or get tickets, please give Linda a call at 221-0101 or Treva Gephardt at 221-7433. You may purchase a ticket for $25 or sponsor a table for $250, February 16th.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. Nice experience and very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. I am the owner of the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, and don't forget, in the next hour, I'm going to use that expertise to usher in the Hour of Doom, where we talk about doom scenarios and emergency tips in order to survive them. So make sure you stay tuned for that. As I talked earlier about stuff we're going to talk about, one of them was stuff you did not know. And this one came as a shocker to me. I was approached by somebody who realized that every once in a while I get on the radio with Carl. And, you know, I don't know if that's ever happened to you where you find you suddenly have this ability to broadcast yourself somehow, either through print or media. And people kind of glom onto you and basically push their pet thing. And this particular person was incensed by the fact that we are celebrating Patriots Day on September 11th, obviously to commemorate the terrorist attacks on September 11th, but that the original one was Patriots Day, April 18th, 19th. We tried to do research. The best we could find was that Massachusetts celebrates it on, what is it, the second Monday, Bob, of the
Third Monday.
Third Monday. Obviously, in order to give themselves a three-day weekend, not necessarily to commemorate the sacrifices of our patriot forefathers. So the reason that the initial Patriots Day was established was in commemoration of the Boston Tea Party. And, you know, given Tea Party prominence now, I did some research on it, and I kind of wish I didn't, because some very cherished beliefs went right out the window. Let me use you, Bob, as a test case. I just bounced this off you. Yeah. He could see it. It's like a nervous laughter. You have to really read Bob's body language in that respect. He's bracing himself. Okay, so Bob, the Boston Tea Party. Let me throw this scenario at you, and you tell me if this is what you understand. The British government imposed taxes on the tea. The patriots in the New World were so incensed by it that they refused to pay the tax, and in fact, dressed up as Indians, patriots boarded the vessels carrying the newly taxed tea and dumped it into Boston Harbor.
Yes, that's the popular view of the incident. Although I understand there's a school curriculum now that teaches that as a terrorist act.
Well, you know, and I firstly when I heard that, I saw the same thing, and I thought, maybe just some more PC garbage. But you know, the more I actually researched it, here's some very interesting things that I just can't square with what I believe. The Boston Tea Party was supposedly initiated because the British raised taxes on the tea, and I have textbooks that my kids use, and I look through it, and in fact, it did say that as a result of British tax policies, this precipitated those Indian dressed patriots getting aboard the ships and dumping the tea. Okay, well that certainly fell in line with what I believed, which was that British raised taxes that incensed us. You know, no taxation without representation, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I actually reading what the British actually did was they didn't raise taxes on tea, they eliminated them.
Come again?
They eliminated tax on tea. So now that doesn't make any sense to me at all. I'm thinking, well, why then would people dump? Well, and then you read more and more and more, and what you now find is, you remember John Hancock, the guy with the fancy handwriting?
Right. He had a big insurance company.
Yeah.
Too, anyway.
Yeah. Well, he
signs lots of stuff too.
He was a shipping magnate. He was a major financier of the revolution. You know, it was said that John Adams may have written the brochures and the pamphlets, but John Hancock paid for the ink and paper. John Hancock. He was a shipping magnate. Well, shipping magnate is what they called him. Well, actually, he made his money smuggling tea, or his ships smuggled tea into the New World. And they made a lot of money doing it because the taxes on tea were particularly high. And they found a ready market for cheaper tea because it was the exact same thing. It just didn't cost as much. So when the British decided to eliminate taxes on the tea, that put not only John Hancock's shipping empire into trouble, but his sailors, of course, were not looking to be unemployed. So what a coincidence that the Patriots, almost to a man, were crews from John Hancock's ships. So now something, and the interesting thing I found was, so what I'm seeing here is the British basically figure, look, you know, we're not going to be able to compete with the smuggled tea. It's going to just keep going on. We're not even getting really good revenues from this. So let's just eliminate the tax on the tea, and we'll just, you know, the British East India Company will just return money to us in profits as opposed to taxing it and getting paid twice. So that's what the British decided to do, and people whose livelihoods were at stake objected to the reduction in taxes on their tea, on the tea to compete with their smuggled tea, and so they boarded the ships and they dumped the tea. In fact, Ben Franklin actually protested it and said, you know, and that was another thing I never quite understood.
Oh, that Ben Franklin thought this was a really bad idea. Yeah.
Right, and then they just said, why not? I mean, you know, we're standing up, we're revolting, and it's interesting that the Tea Party, as it is now made up of today, active members, you know, they're protesting the imposition of regulations and taxes and such, and taking inspiration from the Boston Tea Party, where people, you know. And in fact, it turns out it's actually quite the opposite. And what really irritates me is the history books are so mealy-mouthed about it. You know, I always assumed it was because taxes were raised. But when you actually look at the wording, it always talks about British tax policies. And so nobody can be that ambiguous.
Break down the word assume.
Well, yeah, but it was history book after history book that I looked at, and all of them were ambiguous about it. In other words, they all know the truth, but they didn't want to actually spell it out. So nobody can accidentally be that ambiguous in textbook after textbook after textbook.
Ah.
So that's what really irritates me, is that obviously historians are deciding that we just don't need to know that, because here's a cherished myth.
Things haven't changed much, have they?
They haven't changed much. So that, there you go, stuff you might not know.
And you're invited to call in 605-4567. Hop in the chat room, KCNR1460.com. More Free Fire Radio with guest host Jake Ryan right after this.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine. Increase the value of your vehicle, and we'll have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
The AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary Post 4 is having a fundraiser for the Wounded Warrior Project, February 16, 2013, at the Senior Citizen Hall, 2290 Bitten Drive. No host bar at 5 o'clock, dinner and program at 6. If you would like to sponsor a table or get tickets, please give Linda a call at 221-0101 or Treva Gephardt at 221-7433. You may purchase a ticket for $25 or sponsor a table for $250, February 16th.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread and, of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for three generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
KCNR 1460 AM, where it's 7:45. This portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, quality doesn't have to cost more. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
Good morning, Randy. Again, Jake Ryan sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. I did the teaser for the next hour that we are looking at the Hour of Doom. And before, just sort of to whet your appetite for what's coming up, we're looking at what could precipitate that doom. And so I told you at the beginning of the hour that we are going to talk about the next big thing. I mean, we've had the mortgage meltdown. We had the internet bubble burst. We've had all sorts of different asset bubbles burst. So what's next? And this is I pulled this off of the a little service, a subscription service I belong to. And let me read this to you. According to Fair Isaac Corp, which is FICO, delinquencies on student loans made in the last 2 years have reached 15%. I want you to remember that number, 15%. The pool of loans made between 2005 and 2007 is almost as bad, with 12.4% past due. Bloomberg reports that almost 60% of bank managers surveyed in December expect delinquencies to worsen in the next 6 months. Okay, so 15%, in 2000, the mortgage meltdown, Bad Bob, I mean, what are we looking at, 2007, 2008, about 2008, right?
In that transition period, I barely dodged that particular bullet. We got out of our residence and got into something else for a while, and it was right after that everything went in the tank, so we were like, whew.
I sold a house in the house we were living in May of 2007, and literally within a month or two, I saw the cascading downward. So my wife and I also dodged a bullet on that one. And so in the middle of 2007, subprime delinquencies reached 15%. You catch that number? It's the same as student loan delinquency rate is today. So And remember what the mortgage meltdown was predicated on. It was the notion that we had people had lined up to take on loans they couldn't afford. So now what do we have here? We have students who are basically lining up to get degrees they can't afford. And when I say can't afford, part of the whole point of a lot of people getting higher education is so that they'll be more marketable, that they'll be able to be employed at a higher rate than they would if they were getting a high school diploma. TransUnion, which is a credit analyst company, made public that according to their work, more than half of student loan accounts are in deferred status. Half. Where the repayment of the principal and interest of the loan is temporarily delayed. And then deferred loans now represent 43.5% of all student loan balances. TransUnion also points out that more than half of college graduates under 25 are unemployed or underemployed, meaning that they're in a job that doesn't really require their degree. And a lot of them were sold a bill of goods that it didn't matter what degree they got. as long as they had a college degree, because that supposedly showed an employer that they were able to learn.
Yeah, yeah.
So your underwater African-American basket weaving studies, it was important that that wasn't translatable to a real job. It was just that it showed that you were able to learn.
Well, there's the old T-shirt, you know, I'm a liberal arts major. Would you like fries with that?
Well, yeah, and so that's it's not getting any better. I have a son that's just off to college now, and he's looking at engineering. And the reason he's looking for engineering is when his big thing to his pop, I want to be employed when I get out. I want to be able to do something. I have a skill set that somebody will actually pay me money for. And one of the things I've looked at the curriculum is that engineering sciences, most of the Bachelor of Science degrees are hard. They're difficult. And if you're told that it doesn't matter what degree program you get into, it guarantees you a higher paying job, do you go for the harder sciences? Bob?
Yeah. Well,
am I off on that one?
No, we are falling behind in math and science. We are getting our fannies kicked in the international front. We are losing our innovation edge. And that was one of the big pushes when I went down to CES, the Consumer Electronics Show. They talk about a lot more than just the latest thing with blinking lights on it, is that this country's economic strength was, you know, by people investing in innovation, coming up with new and better ways to do things. We've given that away, and it's, unless we get it back, we are on the slide and sliding fast.
Right. Now this is the piece of advice I gave my son. I didn't think it was as important where he went to college as what he studied. And my bright line to him was, okay, Linus, look, his name's Linus. One of the smarter peanut characters, very moral, very religious, sans blanket. But anyways, so I told Linus, you know, here's my piece of wisdom. Don't get a degree in anything you can get in distance learning. If you can get it from Phoenix University, National University, and the reason for that is there's so many more people availing themselves to it, that so many people with that degree and that skill set, that you're going to be pricing yourself out of the labor market.
I just heard an article this morning that these courses that are being offered online – and some of them are actually free, are now being accredited towards your accumulated credits.
Well, and you can then now be part of the half of the unemployed college graduates. If University of Phoenix were offering an electrical engineering program, then I would tell my son to look at something else. But they're not, so that's what he's doing.
There you go. KCNR 1460 AM 752. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs. The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And this is Jake Bryan sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. When we broke for a commercial, we were talking about the next big crisis, and that's going to be, in my opinion, the student loan crisis. We had 15% delinquency to usher in the subprime mortgage crisis in 2007, and we're exactly at 15% now and rising. And a lot of that is, just like with the mortgage crisis, you got people into homes they couldn't afford. You now have kids into educations they can't afford. And my sage advice to my son was, you know, get something in a degree that's hard, that few people go into if you want to get a job after you get out of college. College is expensive enough. Now you have to figure out how to pay for it. Now, one of the differences between the mortgage meltdown and what's happening with student loans is that because the government has now taken it over as part of Obamacare, I still don't quite get the connection there. But as a part of Obamacare, as a revenue-raising element, the government is basically the lender. And so whereas with the mortgage crisis, you could always go into bankruptcy and get rid of the asset that way. You take a ding to your credit, but, you know, you could try to start fresh. You can't do that with government debt. It can't be discharged in bankruptcy. And so you're stuck. And the interesting thing is also before, you know, we used to blame, the big banks and all these people, the predatory lenders, and we gave government a pass, and I, obviously not this audience, but the general public gave the government the pass that they were forcing lenders to loan to people that couldn't afford them. In this case, now you have the government directly, having gotten rid of the middleman, loaning to students with bad prospects based on what they're studying. So let's see. So what kind of lender would be lending money to permanent students with bad prospects? Well, you know, the government, of course. Between 2007 and 2012, federal loan balances jumped 97%, while private loans balances, which used to be the bulk of student loans, only rose 4%. So this bubble is completely and totally created by government. But you mark my word, Bad Bob, when it finally bursts, the government will find somehow, some way to blame capitalism in the private sector.
Are we creating a generation of indentured servitude?
Yeah, if you can't discharge this debt, like I said, you can walk away from a home, but you can't walk away from your education. You can't give your education back. You can't say, well, this really wasn't worth it. You're stuck, and you're stuck to the federal government, so no bankruptcy discharge.
Yeah. So now if you're a medical professional, we'll let you work off this enormous debt. You just go to this clinic where we tell you to go, and you will be ours.
Yeah, well, and what is it? You dance with the devil?
And I hate conspiracy. I always look askance at conspiracies, but you got to wonder.
Yeah, well, and maybe actually, or not necessarily conspiracy. You may have seen back when Obamacare was being passed that we were heading towards a tsunami of student debt defaults with the high unemployment. And somebody said, well, you know, rather than our system taking another hit, we'll go ahead and have the government take over.
Well, that wraps up the first hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Back for more after the news.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. There's a manhunt in Southern California for a former L.A. cop going after cops.
We are the targets.
LAPD Sergeant Rudy Lopez, Riverside County motorcycle officers are being taken off the streets and two-man patrols ordered, searching for Christopher Dorner, suspected of shooting three cops early this morning. One's dead, another's in surgery.
He's already obviously created and caused havoc amongst our LAPD family, so we ask that he give himself up.
Dorner's released a multi-page manifesto threatening more violence, implicating himself in the Sunday murders of a college basketball coach and her fiancé. Senators are asking more questions about the deadly attack in Libya. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live on Capitol Hill.
On the day the Benghazi consulate was targeted, nearly 300 threats were being analyzed.
But unfortunately, there was no specific intelligence or indications of an imminent attack.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta updating the Armed Services Committee on the military's response, noting a surveillance drone was over Benghazi just a little more than an hour after the attack, but why no stronger air power?
It would have taken at least 9 to 12 hours, if not more, to deploy these forces to Benghazi.
Too much time, Panetta says, to have made a difference, Dave.
And Jared, later, the man in line to head the CIA has a confirmation hearing facing questions over the drone program. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Top White House security advisor John Brennan was the principal author of the paper that justifies the killing of Americans who turn on America. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News he's all for it.
The drone program to kill high-level al-Qaeda operatives when we find them anywhere in the world serves our national security interests.
Other lawmakers want to know more, and some will learn more ahead of Brennan's confirmation hearing. Dave, members of the House and Senate intelligence panels are reading the classified drone memo today.
Rich, there's a sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 105 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
An accused terrorist could soon be an admitted one in New York.
21-year-old Kazi Nafis, a Bangladesh native, is expected to plead guilty in a federal court in Brooklyn to charges of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction and trying to provide material support to al-Qaeda. Investigators say he was trying to blow up the Federal Reserve here in New York by driving a van loaded with 1,000 pounds of explosives to the door and detonating it from a cell phone from his hotel room. But the explosives and cell phone detonator were fakes, all part of the FBI sting operation to catch him. In New York, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Amid all the fears, Iran's trying to build nuclear weapons. Iran's supreme leader is rejecting a U.S. offer of one-on-one talks.
He says America is trying to hold a gun to Iran, apparently referring to sanctions. And he says his country won't be frightened. This comes ahead of a planned restart of talks between Iran and six world powers, including the U.S., later this month.
Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Jimmy Lee Dyke's body has been removed from an underground bunker in Alabama where he held a little boy hostage for nearly a week. Dyke's was killed in Monday's raid that freed the boy. The biggest auto show in the country is not in Detroit. It's coming up this weekend in Chicago. And Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is there live.
From a Ford Fiesta to GM's Corvette Stingray and everything in between, that's what you'll find here on the floor of the Chicago Auto Show, which opens to the public this Saturday. GM will be showing off the 2014 Chevy Silverado and the Cruze Diesel. Ford has an F-150 concept. There's an updated Ram pickup from Chrysler at Toyota.
The new Tundra has a powerful front image and chiseled overall appearance.
The Chicago Show is more of a consumer show, so there are a lot of simulators, test tracks, and, of course, cars and trucks, nearly 1,000 of them. Dave?
Jennifer, they're getting ready to go for the gold in Russia. That was the countdown in Moscow to start the clock on the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I am sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. They are out doing some family stuff. During the break, you know, Bad Bob and I talk, and I just wanted, my heart goes out to Bad Bob. I don't know if many of you know, but he will be having some oral surgery. Probably way more knowledge or way more that you need to know about Bad Bob. But so he's going to have a, I guess, be eating soup for the next 3 days. And so I'm encouraging him to go to Denny's and, you know, get a steak dinner beforehand. Chew. Before I go into the Hour of Doom, which is what I promised you all, I would like to finish up on the student loan crisis that I think is coming. I don't know if this
Before you get rolling on that particular freeway, I would like to take care of a little housekeeping, if I may.
Okay.
All righty. We're going to bring in, get him on, back on his way to, advising investors, which is what he does best, is Josh Wiley with Wells Fargo Advisors. He's going to bring us this market minute for this hour. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, the Dow's currently down 104 points at 13,881, while the Nasdaq's down 25 at 3,142, and the S&P 500's down 10 this morning at 1,501. Oil's down 51 cents at $96.12 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.17%. Gold's up $2 at $1,680, while silver's down 12 cents at $31.76 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Pfizer's down 2 dimes at $27.11, ExxonMobil's down $1.22 at $88, and Bank of America's down 12 cents at $11.82. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on AM 1460 KCNR. Light rain today, transitioning to a few showers for the afternoon, a high of 53. Cloudy tonight, occasional rain showers. Low will be near 35. Pile on an extra blanket. Showers tomorrow. Sunny conditions in the afternoon. We could see a thunder bumper this afternoon. Not real certain on that one yet. Currently, it is 42 degrees in Reading, and this report, as always, is brought to you by our good friends up there near Shingletown off of Inwood Drive. That's Anselmo Vineyards. Go check them out. They have been good friends of Free Fire Radio all along. Well, Jake, why don't you tease what you're going to talk about, and we'll hop into the break and let you rock and roll here.
Well, as you know, I am the owner of the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, and I do a lot of emergency supplies, food, things of that nature. And so after several years of doing that, I've developed a certain expertise when it comes to thinking about emergency planning and what you shouldn't do, and what you should buy. And I'll sell you anything. I always tell people that, but I like to tailor it to what they actually think they need it for. So, and that's what we'll be talking about when we come back.
You can join in the conversation too, 605-4567. Hop on the chat room, KCNR1460.com. Free Fire Radio with guest host Jake Ryan, right back after this.
You have to let that rocket roll. The oil baron. Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The University Preparatory School Educational Foundation has announced that they will match donations up to $15,000 in order to raise $30,000 to fund Project iPad. This places an iPad and Apple TV in every classroom. UPrep's fundraising event, We're Going Places, on Saturday, March 9th, with a dinner and auction, will help to attain this goal and more. Purchase tickets and be a sponsor at myuprep.com or call 242-0424.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crown Motors. Visit Steve Roberts and the crew. They are your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They serve Reading and the surrounding areas. Crown Motors of Reading. Give them a call or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, 223-2177.
Good morning, Reading. This is Jake Ryan. I'm sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. As I mentioned before in the last hour and in the beginning of this hour, I am the owner of the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, and I have some level of expertise in emergency preparedness and planning. I've advised a lot of people on what it is they may or may not need based on their scenario of doom. And the first thing right off the bat is you need to budget it. You need to know what your inputs and your outputs are. How many people are there in your family? What do they eat? How much do they eat? Break it down into pounds and weight. And then based on your scenario, what kind of, length of time are we talking? Are we talking about, and you should build up to it. You should always start with a 72-hour kit. Bad Bob, you have a 72-hour kit, right?
We need to flesh it out, but basically, yeah, we took a hard look at the pantry at, do we have some of this? Do we have some of that? Could we live for 3 days? And we've got a quantity of water put aside. And we said, could we survive for 3 days in the event we could not get into town? And the answer was yes.
Yeah. And that's the thing with most people is you don't want to be the guy at the end of 3 days who's gone through everything in your pantry, and now you're drinking the ketchup. So you want a budget. You want to figure out exactly what it is you'll need, and you want to start incremental steps. Start with a 72-hour kit. Make sure it's mobile. Make sure it has things that and actually go through it, if not just in your head, maybe even literally if you can. That sounds funny, but how many people have toilet paper in their 72-hour kit? It's a funny, amusing thing until you actually find yourself in that predicament. So that's the first thing, in emergency preparedness, budget, break it down. What are your needs? What are your basic, absolute needs? And for how long can you sustain them for a three-day period? Then move from 72-hour kits, once those are taken care of, to 30 days, and then 30 days to a full season. I have people that do, non-hybrid seeds because they, in a crisis, they want to plant, they want to be able to get food from the ground. And well, you know, if you're lucky and you just happen to have a crisis in the springtime, then you're looking at, what, 3 months before you, or almost 3 months before you can get something to eat. But if you're not lucky and it happens in the dead of winter, you're going to have to sustain yourself until planting time. So these are the things you kind of want to think about. Prepare with a scenario in mind. That's number two. And don't feel bad if it's not, if it doesn't end up happening the way you think it's going to. My big stories for that, I saw this one time during Hurricane Katrina. They had this neighborhood. It was literally an island. They were 6 inches below the waterline. And, the neighbors had stayed and they had literally sandbagged around their neighborhood to create this island. And the reason they didn't leave, which it was almost foolhardy to stay, because they weren't going to get power, they weren't going to get access to food or water or anything like that. But there was one house that was. They were completely and totally prepared. And when the island became a peninsula again, there was a news team. Like I said, I only saw it one time. I saw the guy with his arms crossed standing in front of his house with two gravity-fed Berkey water filters, you know, on poles behind him. And you could see neighbors going in and out of his garage with cases of number 10 cans of food. And so the info babe sticks the microphone in the guy's face and says, you know, how is it that you were so well prepared? And I figured the next thing out of his mouth was he was probably Mormon or something. But as it turned out, he said, well, I got all this stuff together for Y2K. Because he'd actually thought 7 years before that he thought two digits was going to take him out. And he said, well, you know, we all had a laugh about it at the time, but I'm sure glad we had it. And so was the neighborhood. So that's one scenario. The other is more recent. Do you ever watch the show Doomsday Prepper, Bad Bob?
I have avoided doing such. Well, I don't get a lot of network TV anyway, because I'm usually doing stuff on the internet and things like that. But, I've heard of it. Carl talks about it. And, most reality TV, since I end up analyzing the show from a production standpoint because I'm a videographer myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the catches of the show is that every segment they have, the people come up with a different scenario. So there's one guy who was a New York fireman, and he was absolutely convinced that Yellowstone was going to erupt. And when it erupted, it was going to push out noxious gases. And he was in New York, by the way, a New York fireman in New York. I believe it was Staten Island, and so he had all this stuff together. He had gas masks and to survive the Yellowstone volcano eruption, super volcano.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And so we all laugh.
Watching too much Discovery Channel.
We all laugh at those scenarios, but see, here's the thing. The thing is that in December there was a 15-minute segment that National Geographic, which does Doomsday Prepper, did on this firefighter. It was a repeat because his scenario was from like last year. And what it pointed out was that he was in a brownstone with 11 other families, and they were the supplies he had were off site. And in fact, one of the segments showed him with his gas mask and how he would travel back and forth in case the supervolcano actually did happen. And well, so he had a decision to make after Hurricane Sandy. And there was devastation all around. I remember he was in Staten Island, and they got hit pretty bad. And so in the 15-minute segment, what they showed was that he was sustaining the people in his brownstone. Mm. He had water filtration systems. He had freeze-dried foods. He had all these things to survive the supervolcano eruption. But instead, they were, you know, he became a blessing to the other families, and because nobody in New York was thinking the storm was going to do something like this to them, and so nobody really prepared as well as this guy did for the wrong scenario. So that's rule number two: prepare with a scenario in mind, but remember, it may not and it probably won't be what you think.
And that brings to mind our parallel out here is, of course, in times of wildland fire and how this community is able to, without government intervention, I might add, the ability of this community to mobilize itself and get stuff done. Long before FEMA or any of those folks bother showing up. Of course, we're out here on the West Coast, so we get ignored anyway as a rule. When the wildland fire devastates lives, communities pull together. And in my years as a news person and observing and being a resident up here, I have seen that time after time after time, and it's one of the reasons I love living here.
Yeah, and now my thing is, you know, since everybody has their scenario of doom and destruction, mine is a currency collapse. And the reason I think mine's more scary is that with Katrina, with Sandy, you had people that were not affected on the outside being able to come in and help. Sometimes very belatedly, but so in addition to stabilizing the situation at the location of the disaster, you eventually have the hope of somebody coming in from the outside. In a currency collapse, everybody is affected all at once, and there's not going to be anybody coming to your rescue. So unless you live up here, but bad Bob, there's nobody going to be, you're not holding out for somebody to come in and help you.
It becomes the law of who's the best armed. And if the bad guys are the only ones who are armed and the wheels come off, the rest of us are sheep.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've got one guy that, who shops with me, and he had kind of intimated that he'd shoot somebody, they'd take his stuff. And I said, well, so you'd actually shoot somebody if they tried to take your food? And he goes, damn straight. Excuse my language. And I said, wow. So what if he just comes over and, he tells you, he's starving, he's your neighbor, and he's starving, and his kids are starving. Yeah. Would you help him out? And he looks at me and he says, what? He just asks? Like what a dirty trick.
Yeah.
He just asks. I said, yeah. He said, well, yeah, I'm not a jerk. Of course I'd help him. And that's because we know each other up here. When I lived in Los Angeles County, I barely knew who my neighbor was, and the guy on the other side of him was a foreign country.
Yep. We're going to take a break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 605-4567, the number to call or dial into the chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make your hump day a bit more exciting. Join us at Wind River Casino's Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Get Over the Hub Comedy Wednesdays. Drink specials and laughs with friends. Enjoy a knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be better after a long day at the office? Laughs, drink specials, and a free live comedy show every Wednesday night. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. It's better on the river.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and let me give a real quick weather here because I forgot, or I did do it at the top of the hour. We'll just tell you right now it is 42 degrees in Reading, and our guest host, Jake Ryan.
And it's wet, right?
It's just, depending on where you're at, you could be getting a wet hit, yes.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we're back to the hour of doom. I've talked about rule number one. You want to budget and set parameters. Rule number two, prepare with a scenario in mind and be practical. And remember that it may not be what you think it's going to be. And then rule number three is always try what you are storing up. I know tons of people that have 50 pounds of wheat, and I think having 50 pounds of wheat is better than having nothing. But it's not going to
do with it.
Well, I guess, bad, worst case scenario, I guess you could chew it. But I mean, you can do all sorts of, you can grind it down into flour. So if you have 15 pounds of wheat and you don't have a grinder, then yes, you're going to be chewing a lot of wheat kernels.
Wasn't that like the old cartoon where the guy's in a cabin snowed in and he's got all these cans and no can opener?
Yeah. Right. So for instance, I do have actually wheat. I think it's very versatile. It's part of our diet. I do have a grinder. In case the power goes out, I have one that's hand operated. In addition to that, I have a pasta maker. Mm. And by the way, I know how to make pasta and I've done it. Don't figure out that you need powdered eggs, with your flour to make pasta. When you're actually in the process. So if you can have these things just sort of, if you try them, that basically it points out all the errors in your plan. And also when I'm experimenting on my kids, if I mess up, I throw it in the trash can. But if resources are tight in an emergency situation, it's going to be eat up, boys. So, and you don't want to demoralize them on top of whatever is going on with the crisis du jour. So always try what you're storing up. And also, that goes back to number one, number two. It'll give you a better idea of your parameters. You may think that based on paper that you've got supplies that'll last you 3 months. But after putting it through its paces, finds it probably only lasts you 2 weeks. So again, that whole be practical. Try what you've gone through. Go through the steps. Actually go through the motions. Don't just have the equipment for it. Try it out. Don't be the first time that you take it out of the box the first time you need it. Number four, very important. Get together with others. There is strength in numbers. Not just strength, but also knowledge base increases. People know things that you don't know. You know things that will help other people. There was this great, scenario I did in college, where we were on a desert island and we were supposed to list like 15 things in order of importance that were salvaged from this plane that that crashed on this desert island. And I had actually gone through military training, so I scored one of the highest. And what ended up, I think, happening is individually we all took it, and maybe 5% of us survived based on the numbers. But then they broke us down into four-person groups, and 60% of the people survived.
Mm.
So you don't know whether you're going to be the guy that would have been that 5% that would have survived. And even if you are, you got to feel a little guilty that there's, you know, 55% of the population that would have benefited from you being around. So just remember, get together with others, strengthen numbers, and get together with them now. Make an understanding that if something happens, you've got their back and that they've got yours. Number one, two, three, four, number five. We'll get to that after the break. This is KCNR.
Oh, we got about 25 seconds yet to go. So
that much.
Yeah, it's 8:30 and 30 seconds, but we do the Fox News. But anyway, you're giving some really good information. How can people get hold of you again if they want to follow up on this and find out about some of the things that you're talking about?
Stores, locations in Corning, Redding, Chico, and Palo Cedro. Look us up on the net at thepreparedpatriot.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. Motorcycle cops are pulled off the streets in Riverside County, California. All officers ordered to patrol in groups, with a former cop on the loose suspected of shooting three officers overnight, killing one. Christopher Dorner is already a wanted man.
Police searching for this suspect, Dorner, in connection with the murder of two young people in Irvine on Sunday. It's a former LAPD officer, former Navy reservist. In the overnight hours, he's believed to have shot at two LAPD officers who are en route to protect one of their own threatened by Dorner.
That's Phil Schumann with Fox affiliate KTTV LA reporting from Riverside, California. Another officer was grazed in a separate shooting in Corona. Dorner's badge and wallet have been found near an airport in San Diego. He was fired from the LAPD 4 years ago for giving false statements. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palo Cedro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you will be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
Lowe's and Fish's Redding is a nonprofit 501c3 emergency food bank that supplies food to the needy in Shasta County. They're an all-volunteer organization with no paid staff at any level. They appreciate and depend entirely on donations from concerned groups and individuals in the Redding community to keep pace with growing demand. Lowe's and Fish's Redding is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They also have a veterans food bank program available. They often serve between 1 and 200 families of varying ages and disabilities in a single week. 100% of your tax-deductible monetary donations go to food and operational purchases. They need your donation to help get through these difficult times. Thank you for your consideration. As always, Loaves and Fishes Reading is grateful for the support and generosity of the community. For information, call 917-3887. That's 917-3887, or visit their website at loavesandfishesreading.com. A reminder from AM 1460 KCNR.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio with guest host Jack Ryan. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's where I get my hair cut. You should get your hair cut there too, guys. It is a great place. Cypress Square Barbershop. Now back to guest host Jake Ryan.
I am Jake Ryan. You are Bad Bob. And so now the Cypress, if I wanted to get some styling or moussing, would I go there?
Haircut.
Haircut.
Okay. Good, solid, American guy style haircut.
Nobody says styling, huh? Okay.
They might. I don't know. I've never seen a person request styling from DC, Tim, and the new Man in Black.
All right. Before we move on with the Hour of Doom, I have to comment on the former LAPD police officer who killed three of his compatriots that we just heard.
Yeah.
All right.
And that raises a whole, I'm sure that the anti-gunners will try to spin that, but of course this is and they probably would say he should have been forced to give up his firearms when he was no longer a peace officer or some such.
Right. And of course, if he had these violent tendencies, or this tendency to take a life, as he did in the last couple of days, would he have had it 4 years ago before they got around to getting rid of him? How many people still are on the force? That probably very few, but, you know, bad cops. And they're still active and they still have the same capability. Somehow or another, this guy was not screened out in the process. So if people feel like that police somehow or law enforcement are not human, are not subject to same human frailties, same motivations, jealousies, angers, whatever, and that those are the only people that should be having the weapons, this is just kind of a reminder. It taint so. So back to the to rule number four, get together with others in the doom scenario. Strengthen numbers, increase your knowledge base. But really important, this is the subsidiary rule to that, is make sure the people you get are not like you. I mean, they can have sort of, they don't have to have the same reasons for wanting to get together. They just, you know, may want emergency preparedness. They may be like doomsday preppers where they have a different scenario in mind. But, you know, they don't have any problem throwing in with you. If they're willing to and they're able to, you'd be surprised. Somebody that's older and frailer, you might look at them and think, wow, you know, they're not going to be much use in a fight, but they may have lived through the Depression, learned to do a lot with very little, something that our somewhat pampered society doesn't see much. And so in that type of scenario, people that are not like you are going to bring a lot more or a lot different things to the table. Redundancy is nice, but you can only do so much in that pool. All right, number five, learn a skill, and any skill, something that's marketable, something that's tradable. That group that I talked about a second ago, well, you're going to want to contribute something different and unique that's vital to the whole. Justify your existence. Don't be another feeder. And learning a skill can be even cooking. cooking things that nobody even thought to cook, prepare things that nobody had thought to prepare. My kids and I know how to make farmhouse cheddar out of non-fat dry milk. You know, you may laugh, but if you suddenly have a hankering for cheese, it'd be nice to know there are people that knew how to make it, build things, you know, improvise with the resources available. I've got some friends that are gunsmithing because they think that'll be a real important skill.
Barterable skills.
Barterable skills, survivable skills. Just learn to do something other than shuffle digits around.
The late, great science fiction author, Robert Heinlein, had a whole list of things, you know, in case the wheels come off, a whole list of things you could do. How many people do you know in your circle who could even have the faintest idea of how to butcher a hog?
Yeah.
And not mess it up so badly that the meat would be inedible.
Yeah, or wasted.
Yeah, exactly.
So, simple things like, when I say learn a skill, something that, you know, actually a lot of things that are pretty easy to learn now when you don't have the pressure of having to, you know, your life depend on it. First aid skills are important.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There are a number of organizations that you can join that for free will give you great education, in these essential skills, search and rescue. I personally belong to the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary, where there's a wealth of training that will come in handy, not just for their mission, but, things like, how to splint a broken arm or deal with a deep gash when you can't just pick up 911 and call.
Right. And you don't have a doctor in your group. So in whatever potential group you might end up in. So learning a skill is I consider pretty much the number one thing. It's, you can't take it away. You can't deplete it. And it's always going to be the gift that keeps on giving. This is Jake Ryan and KCNR, and we'll get back to you after we pay the bills. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM. More Free Fire Radio after this.
Gun owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
We love to hear stories from business owners like Dustin Ramsey of Impressive Lawn Care. Dustin purchased his third F-150 from Crown. And Dustin says, I went to several dealers, but came back to Crown again. They had the truck I wanted and for the best price. No pressure, and financing was a breeze. A nice experience and a very cool place. Thanks, Dustin. We think it's pretty cool, too. Come see us at Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Thanks to your faithful and generous support, the Good News Rescue Mission is able to help people transform their lives from addictions and homelessness to becoming productive citizens again. In addition to a highly successful free recovery program, the mission, over the past 5 years, has provided over 1,800 chapel services, 360,000 nights of emergency shelter, and more than 1 million hot meals to our neighbors. Thank you again for helping to transform lives. I am Cesar Partida. This is the Good News. And this is our mission.
For more info, go to gnrm.org.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
That was my theme song during the 80s.
Oh, just for you, Jake. Hey, real quick, KCNR 1460, the weather, light rain, showers in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 53 degrees, and that's going to continue throughout the day. Occasional rain showers tonight, tomorrow, a few more showers, and then sunny skies, and a high tomorrow of 58, currently in Reading, 42 degrees, and brought to you always, I beg your pardon, brought to you always by Anselmo Vineyards.
You gotta wonder if they sit there in the planning meetings and decide what bumper music makes it and what doesn't. So, too sexy for, alright. Too sexy for the room. Alright. Learn a skill was the rule number 5 that I left off on. And the ancillary to that, by the way, is even if you're, in the midst of learning a skill or it's something that you think is important to do, stockpile reference material. If you don't know how to make farmhouse cheddar out of non-fat dry milk, then basically have some reference material in hard copy, just on the off. Don't have it on your computer, just in case, EMP, electricity goes out, whatever. And that goes back to rule number 2, prepare with scenarios in mind. Be creative in your scenarios. Literally go through your day, pick a day, every day, pick one thing that if it suddenly disappeared, or suddenly was not available to you, how would you adapt to it?
Well, we are one major solar flare, one coronal mass ejection away from 1850.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the only thing that it was able to knock out was telegraph lines.
Right. But no, having our entire technological base kicked out from under us and putting us on what amounts to an 1850 technology.
Yeah, but there was
a major solar flare that if one of that magnitude hit us now, the world economy would be decades recovering from that impact. We do have a caller on the line, and Ben, you are on, well, let me see here. Let me throw that switch right there. Ben, you're on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. What's on your mind?
I just turned my radio down.
That always helps.
Jake, what is your website?
It's thepreparedpatriot.com.
Good. Prepared Patriot. I really appreciate your company.
Well, I appreciate
that. I wonder now what you're going to do about Patriot Day, April 19th. Could you emphasize that by maybe being a guest host on that day and push Patriot's Day, 1775, and not 2011?
Now, Patriots Day celebrates the Boston Tea Party. Is that correct?
Well, not the Boston Tea Party, but they were there, but it's the shot heard around the world.
Ah.
Lexington and Concord, when they came to get our guns.
Well, I mean, that's definitely something I can talk to Carl about.
God bless you, and I really appreciate you coming north and helping us out, brother. You're a patriot for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, Ben. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye.
Well, that was a nice call from Ben here on that. And of course, 605-4567, the number to call.
It's the main number in Reading. Remember, we are in Reading, Palisadro, and the new store in Palisadro is pretty exciting. So if you can't make it all the way across town, if you're coming in from Shingletown or, you know, Burney the east part of Reading, so we do have the Palisadro store next to the Holiday Market. So one more time, shameless plug, www.thepreparedpatriot.com. So as I mentioned before, learn a skill. The ancillary to that is go ahead and gather reference material, and then as you go through your day, pick a day. Don't do it all at once. Just every day, pick something that disappears. Like you said, an EMP event could take us out electricity-wise. Suddenly there'd be a water shortage. Somebody contaminated the water supply with arsenic, whatever. Go through your day trying to think of one thing. If you didn't have it, what would you do? And then finally, rule number six, don't forget entertainment and morale. There's surviving and then there's living. You need to take care of your basic needs, but in times of despair, like could occur in an emergency situation, what are you doing to lift your spirits, to restore some sense of normalcy? My sons have all learned how to play musical instruments that require no electricity. So no Guitar Hero for them. They actually can play guitar and violin and banjo and mandolin, bass. These are things that, and we've played together. We do assisted living, hospitals, retirement communities. And it's a great way to give back to the community, but it's also a skill set that, that brings pleasure to others and also to yourself. Nothing like whiling away the hours, playing a musical instrument. So those are my rules of thumb, the five rules that I would look at as being prepared, for a disaster situation. And, Bob, anything I'm wanting on this? Budget, prepare.
No, but if I have visited your store a couple of times, and the young lady at the counter there at the Reading store is always extremely helpful, and was able, and her and the young man who were there explained things to me, and I was very, I didn't feel pressured to, oh yeah, you got to buy this, you got to buy that. They explained things. I was looking at the two kits that come in the bucket.
Oh, the extreme emergency kit.
Yeah, yeah. and the differences between the two, and for especially those of us who spend a lot of time traveling up into the mountains and things like that, that 5-gallon bucket size is perfect to go in the trunk of the car. And every once in a while, you can get stuck up there. And if all you have is a bag of peanuts and a half full bottle of water, you could be in for some tough times.
Yeah, I have that one in my back of my trunk. I have the four stores that I can access. I have really nifty stuff at home. But my luck being what it is, I'll be 600 miles away when a catastrophe strikes. So I do have that extreme emergency kit in my back of my truck. Because one day I got up and thought, I wonder what would happen if I was nowhere near any of my stuff.
Yeah. We're going to take our final break. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM. Guest host Jake Ryan with us here today. Carl and Linda are off doing family things. We'll be back after this.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Would you like to find a tax professional that not only understands taxes, but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill? I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. We specialize in tax preparation for businesses and investors. Maybe you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments, and you want an experienced and compassionate advisor to help review your current investment strategy and make sure your tax returns are filed correctly? Then call me at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. We are offering a $10 discount for businesses and investors and a free investment tax review with every tax return we prepare. For tax preparation from the experienced, compassionate people at the Advice Center or to attend our seminar on tax planning for investors Wednesday, March 6th, call 244-7526. For information, go to theadvicecenter.com or call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN.
I won't back down.
And you're listening to KCNR AM 1460. Now back one more time with our guest host, Jake Ryan.
Good morning. To finish off the hour of doom, I always like to leave a positive note. Let me just tell you what I think is good about that whole getting together as a group. We do things as a community, usually in the form of our government. Our government does this or that, but the government is a blunt instrument. It passes laws that have all sorts of unintended consequences. And once those laws are passed, set in stone, and mechanisms just, kick into gear. Prosecutors prosecute, police arrest. And there are a lot of things that just, I think, are unnecessary for government to get involved with. Because the community can take care of it itself. And that in mind, I know people complain about panhandlers. And I read this in the Searchlight. I wanted to reiterate it here on air. And so if you want me to put on my my reading voice. A campaign to clean the city of panhandling and redirect the money to programs to help the needy kicked off Tuesday at the Red Line Inn, or the Red Line Hotel. It's time that we as a community just make a stand, said hotelier. Is that how you pronounce that? Hotelier?
Hotel. That sounds about right. Hotelier.
Yeah. Yeah. Hotelier. Oh, yeah. Little
very French, European, you know.
A little very French here. Hotelier. Ed Roman said of the Reading Merchants Crime Watch, the group that organized the campaign. The handouts don't help campaign encourages residents to stop giving money to the person standing on a corner with a cardboard sign. Instead, give that money to an organization like the Good News Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, or Shasta Women's Refuge so they can help those in need, the campaign urges. Businesses have been asked to hang anti-panhandling posters in their windows. The posters show a man holding up a cardboard sign that says, "Don't feed my habits." The poster also gives the campaign's website, which is www.handoutsdonthelp.org. Now, this is not a group of people getting together demanding the government do something, pass an ordinance, blah, blah, blah. And here's my fear about stuff like that. You pass an ordinance saying that you can't solicit money. It won't just be money. It won't be solicit money or benefits or goods or whatever. And that all sounds fairly innocuous. It sounds like it's going to target what you're looking to do. But then one time you find yourself in the supermarket parking lot and you left the lights on a rainy day and your battery's dead. And you're asking somebody for jumper cables, or you have jumper cables, you're asking somebody for a jump. Are you panhandling? Are you soliciting? Would you suddenly be covered by that law by an over? I mean, my goodness, we're arresting little kids with toy guns, or suspending students that have a cardboard L, and he held the cardboard L like it was a gun, holding it by the short end. And he was suspended for that. I mean,
give me a break.
Do not expect that when you pass laws that the people that are going to benefit those laws or are going to carry those laws out are going to use any common sense.
Common sense isn't.
Yeah, it's not very common. I know. So, and it's good to see a group getting together. They don't, again, I read through the article. They didn't demand at all that the government do anything. They took it upon themselves to put out the posters and not only just don't give to people, but, oh, by the way, give to the Salvation Army, give to the Shasta Women's Refuge, give to the actual organizations that are going to help these people or the people you think you're helping. these organizations are actually there to help. So if they really are who they say they are, by giving to these other organizations. Now, here's the other problem, and this is why panhandling is so successful. The panhandler is in front of you. The sob story is in front of you.
Yes.
And would you have given to the Salvation Army? Well, they have the kettles out there. I always give. But, you know, that's a once-a-year thing.
My stock answer is, I'm extremely sorry to hear about your situation. Would you like to hear about mine?
It's tough all over, brother. So that being said, I encourage that sort of thing. I think the knee-jerk response of having government legislate stuff is what's gotten us into a lot of trouble as a society. We have too many laws that are abused in so many ways. I mean, I always thought of myself as a very tough-on-crime kind of guy, but I find myself sometimes having a hard time voting for stuff that are supposed to be tools of law enforcement because – you know, the assumption is in most cases they'll be used well, but not always.
Who's going to pay for it? And besides, well, it always looks good on paper.
Yeah, and or how can this law be abused out of all, you know, all dimensions? Well, you know, as Carl always says at the close of his program, and I arm wrestled Bad Bob so I could do it. It's the bad guys against the good guys, which are you.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460. Mike Huckabee up right after the news. Thanks for listening.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They've pulled motorcycle cops off the streets in Riverside County, California, as the manhunt continues for a former cop who's hunting cops.
From the border south of San Diego to Los Angeles, east to Las Vegas, all police agencies are on tactical alert, looking for former LAPD officer Christopher Dorner.
Fox's Adam Hasley in Riverside. Dorner suspected of killing a former police captain's daughter and her fiancé Sunday.
And then this morning, he's accused of shooting at four officers, hitting three of them, killing one, and seriously injuring another.
All part of a suspected revenge plot, complete with a manifesto and hit list after Dorner's firing. A coroner in Alabama allowed to see the body of Jimmy Lee Dykes in his underground bunker last night says he had multiple gunshot wounds from his fatal shootout with the FBI. The FBI raid rescued a 5-year-old boy held hostage for nearly a week. Dykes' body taken to a state lab today for an autopsy. Congress still asking questions about the consulate attack.